بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is the spiritual breakfast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it spiritual for us. Alhamdulillah الذي أقالنا يومنا هذا ولم يهلكنا بذنوبنا. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bestowing upon us this day and not taking us to account, not destroying us on account of our sins. This narration is mentioned in Muslim, the sunrise dua. And as well, you know, we should ask for all the goodness of this day, all the illumination of this day. We should also be asking for all the guidance of this day, as well as all the assistance of this day, the victory of this day. We should also be searching, seeking for refuge, protection with Allah in this day, and against the shayateen, against all the evil, or against any difficulty that is placed within the day. So how do we do this? We turn to the dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm, فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه وأعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك. So here we ask, اللهم إنا نسألك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه وأعوذ بك. So here we say, ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. We seeking refuge from the evil. We seeking refuge with Allah from the evil that is placed within this day and the evil that is to come after this day. Also another dua which we should be learning now, and we did introduce it, perhaps some have caught it, some are still learning it, some in the process, put it somewhere there. One day, inshallah, you will learn it. And as I've said previously, you learn it in portions. If it's too difficult to learn the entire dua, you just learn it in portions. So this dua, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika an nadilla aw nudalla aw nazilla aw nuzalla aw nadhlima aw nudhlama aw najhala aw nujhala alayna. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika an nadilla aw nudalla. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from me myself. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika an nadilla aw nudalla, that we act ignorant, or we act with deviation, we deviate others, or others deviate us. أو نزل أو نزل, we cause others to slip, or others cause us to slip. أو نزل أو نزل, أو نذلب أو نذلما, or we act ignorantly towards others, or others act ignorantly towards us. And lastly, أو نضل أو نضل أو نزل أو نزل أو نظلم أو نظلم أو نجهل أو نجهل علينا. Or we act ignorantly to others, or others act ignorantly to us. What a beautiful dua. And just coming to work, you know, these thoughts come to mind and you tend to think, look, إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. You tend to think that this year is only solely for your particular salah. Or you think it's only... No. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim is all comprehensive. It includes your worship, whether it is that which you are physically doing, meaning you're performing salah, and that salah has to be done solely and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the day also you're engaging in actions, which means you're engaging in deals, trade, other, you know, speaking, just general speech, talking to your spouse, other matters. So in there also, this will also become ibadat. This will also become ibadah. Can you understand now? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path in every single matter. In every single matter, guide us to the straight path. Yesterday we were going to the doctor or we're going to the pharmacy. There, at that particular juncture, I made the dua. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. So one may say, but why are you reciting Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim now? Because even in this matter, something evil can come out of it, or it may lead me astray because of the test being so difficult, or whatever it may be. So you read, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path, even in this matter. So that whatever prescription, whatever medication, or whatever it is going to be for whoever it is, it must be the correct one. It must be the correct one. It must be free from haram. The whole deal must go well. Everything with the solution must be there. Sometimes you go to the best of people, and it is just, you know, we have to freeze when we say this sometimes. That we have some family members, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them total 100% shifa. Shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Such shifa that there's no sign of sickness left. Such shifa which there is absolutely no sign of sickness left. So they went on a roller coaster, and Allah forbid, what had happened was, now it's the test is already on now. But you see that positivity when you meet them, that's something else. So anyway, they went on this roller coaster, and there was a particular growth, and this roller coaster, what it did was, it just aggravated that particular growth, and it took proportions no one ever imagined. Now, being a doctor, and not just a normal doctor, a doctor of class, a doctor of note, you will say in your language. So, friends of the best note in terms of their professions in the medical field, you will say. But still, when they took him for the real operation, it actually aggravated it and made it worse. It made it worse. The best of the best could not help. The best of the best could not help. But this is a test for him. And Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who experience, who exercise patience. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. Allah puts these tests. But through these tests, if you recognize Allah, then the test was good for you. Allah puts difficult, sometimes you don't know, it's happened so many times. You don't know how you're going to come out of this. But there, Allah makes a way out for you. Allah creates a way out for you. And there you just, you know, your heart just trembles. Ya Allah, you are so kind to me. And Allah puts you in those difficulties so that you can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the sole purpose of why you were created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says in Surah Al-Dhariyat, I have not created the jinn kind and the mankind except that they worship me. أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ. That is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone asked Malik bin Dinar, give us some advice, give us some nasiha. He said, خَرَجَ أَهْلُ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ يَذُوقُوا أَطْيَبَ شَيْءٍ فِيهَا. The people of the world have left the world, and they have not tasted the most purest thing within the world. خَرَجَ أَهْلُ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ يَذُوقُوا أَطْيَبَ شَيْءٍ فِيهَا. The people of the world have left the world, and they have not tasted the most beautiful and the purest thing in the world. They asked, وَمَا هُوَ يَا أَبَا يَحْيَا. They used to call him Abu Yahya. وَمَا هُوَ أَبَا يَحْيَا. What is it? What is that particular thing? وَمَا هِيَ يَا أَبَا يَحْيَا. So he said, مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ. مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ. مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ. Recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognizing Allah azza wa jal. This is your sole purpose. Put everything aside. Put your professions aside. Put your qualifications aside. Put your occupations aside. Your sole purpose is this. For me, on this particular day, the 21st of Sha'ban, 1446, I do not know whether I'm going to reach Ramadan. We said to you in the beginning of Sha'ban, on the 2nd of Sha'ban. In fact, on the 1st of Sha'ban, 1402. So you're going back 44 years. Shaykhul Hadith, Mulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, had passed away, left this temporary world. Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, left this temporary world. And he perhaps definitely also recited the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban wa ballighna ramadan. He thought he would reach Ramadan. And there Allah decided that before you reach Ramadan also, now it's your time to pass away. Now it's your time to pass away. Shall I share with you something that I just read now the other day? You see, if you go, let's do this together. Go to chapter 63. Go to chapter 63 of the Quran Sharif, Suratul Munafiqun. Go to the very last verse of this chapter. So we're at chapter number 63, and we're going to the very last verse of this particular chapter. That is verse number 11. The verse is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Before you recite the Quran, فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Verse 98, this is Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16. Before you read the Quran Sharif, we're teaching you, Allah is teaching us, forget me, Allah is teaching us etiquettes when reading the Quran Sharif. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فإذا قرأت القرآن, when you read the Quran Sharif, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, then seek refuge with Allah, مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, from the accursed shaitan. Allah is, imagine you reading that which is pure, but still you have to purify your body. Still you have to recite, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, seek refuge with Allah from shaitan the accursed. Now you can understand, even from the Quran Sharif, if your heart and you're not seeking refuge with Allah when you're reciting His kalam, you can also go astray because shaitan can infiltrate. As you are seeing with all these professionals, 214 and the list goes on. Yesterday we sent out the list and we make shukr that they put their names on that list because now they've exposed themselves. They've really exposed themselves. That's what they've done. You know, the 214 professionals and the rest. But we make shukr and we express gratitude for this, that they actually put their names down. So, O Ummah, if you have this particular person in your family, in your family circles, or in your friendship circles, or in your neighborhood, then you should be totally aware and alert that your children must not go in their company and they must not come in your company. You abandon them. That's what you need to do. This is what you recite. People don't even know what we are reciting in our witr. Yes, perhaps we're learning or perhaps we've learned. That's a good thing. You've learned the kunut. What are you saying in the kunut? Just the one portion I want to focus on. وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ. We alienate, we say, separate ourselves from such people who break Allah's command. And this is, they've gone open with their kufr. So we say shukr that they've gone open with their kufr because now their names are out and they put their own names down and they've slandered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what they've done. They slandered Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is it, O Ummah, that we can tolerate this? And this is not a slander. This is not warning against someone else in following this one. This is a direct slander upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A direct slander upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you see that list again, or when you see that letter, they are actually putting, how is it a slander? Because they portraying it as Allah has made this. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ نَقْلُ الْقُفْرِ لَيْسَ بِكُفْرٍ. نَقْلُ الْقُفْرِ لَيْسَ بِكُفْرٍ. To quote their words, their kufr is not kufr. What they said Allah Azza wa Jal made them like this. In a nutshell, paraphrasing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them like this. In essence, what they are saying is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was confused when making them. This is the slander. Allah didn't know. This is what they are saying. I don't want to be quoted, misquoted here. Nor do I want to just, you know, sometimes you tune in at that particular time and you catch that and you think, hey, he said this. But you just missed what was said before that. And you misconstrue the whole thing then. The reality of what we are saying is this here. They, what do? They take this and they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not know must they make them male or female, and they had to choose. Allah has declared, everything is decreed how many years ago? And they say no. Whether they must be male or female has not been decreed as yet. They have to make the decree. This is the slander, this is the kufr that they promote. And we will not be shy. This is a slander against Islam. This is a slander against every level possible. How can we be silent about this? And yes, people, other listeners may feel that, you know, we're harping about this too much. No, we're not. You know, when they have their 16 days, go and see, they had it last year as well. 16 days. For what? For GBV, gender-based violence. If every day, guaranteed, radio stations, every single day, they will be harping on the same thing. GBV, GBV. And then you'll get women in the background. And so, and mostly, this is for them. Mostly, this is for them. We totally disapprove. We totally disagree. We totally stand away from men who abuse their wives. Men who abuse women. We're not condoning that. But there's an agenda being pushed here. That gender agenda is just solely for one gender. They're not so worried about the rest. It's just for that when you see it on paper. Anyway, coming to this, we shouldn't feel that this year we're harping too much. We will speak on it as long as this thing is extinguished now. We will keep on speaking about it. Look, let's say this to you. When they can come out and say, they quote the verse, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. They quoted this verse. And yesterday with Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman, we discussed this too. If we had to ask them, 99.9% of them will never be able to do it. Make the tarqib of this year. They won't even know what you're speaking about. Make the tarqib of this particular verse, verse 107, Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, make the tarqib of this. They won't be able to do it. They quoted it in their statement. So, ulama will know, they'll say, okay, wow, atifa. They'll say, ma, nafia, wa ma, arsalna, arsalna, arsal, this year is fa'al madi. Na, that is fa'il. And ka, wa ma arsalna ka, we have not sent you. So this year, ka is maf'ul, referring to Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wama arsalnaka. So wow, atifa. Ma, nafia. And then we said arsal. Arsal is what? Fa'al madi. And then we said na. Na is fa'il. Ka. Ka is what? Maf'ul. Maf'ul bihi. Then wama arsalnaka illa. Illa is for hasr. Illa is for hasr. To bring about that emphasis and that exclusivity. That is what? Illa is for. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Rahma, this is maf'ul again. Maf'ul li'ajlihi. Maf'ul li'ajlihi. What does this mean? The reason we have sent you for is to be a rahmat to the entire universe. رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Now ask any one of them to do this. Yeah. Ask any one of them, come. Do this tarqib. You don't even know what we are saying. Most won't even know what we're saying unless you ulama who have studied so long and now you've got the understanding. Now you can understand what we are saying. We're not even going to explain it to you. We're not even going to try to explain it to you. Because you will never know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this blockage in your system. You can't identify what is right. You can't identify what is wrong. That is why Allah says, through the Quran Sharif, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Through the Quran Sharif, through the similitudes, many are led astray. يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا. وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Many are guided through the Quran Sharif. Now can you understand why? That is why. Where did this whole discussion stem from? It stemmed from فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you read the Quran Sharif, when you're reciting the Quran Sharif, what must you do? You must read, you must seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan the accursed. And when you don't, and you've got your own agenda, and you want to change your agenda, then you will look at the Quran Sharif and you will have the audacity to fabricate, to slander the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not know what gender to make you, so he decided that he gave you the option basically. Everything was decreed. But for you, you are special. See, you need special treatment. You need special approval. You need special defense from those Muslim organizations, from those Muslim organizations who never, you got a brother, you got a father, Allah forbid, whoever it is, they got murdered. Did these organizations ever once, they were Muslim, and did they ever once, for once in their lives, mention it on their, with their letterhead, that we disapprove or we condemn this murder? But now when an LGBTQ priest comes about, then you decide and say, no, we have to condemn this here. To the point that the BBC also acknowledged your condemnation. The BBC acknowledged it. So when you're reciting the Quran Sharif, O Ummah, this just came by the way, it wasn't even planned. When you're reciting the Quran Sharif, then make sure you recite with etiquettes. See these etiquettes. You know, Brother Al-Amin Templeton, he comes, he's doing now the Legal Eagles, he's doing other programs as well. One day, when we started off, we interviewed him and we asked him a question. Although he was a presenter already, but I said, I want to get you on this angle here. I want to ask you certain questions on a particular program, on a particular subject. When you accepted Islam, you know, when you started off, we had the 2-3 program. It was madrasa in the afternoons. We had this program, 2-3, maktab, madrasa, and educating. So there, we had him for a few minutes, and I asked him this question, what inspired you to accept Islam? He said, I was searching for long, this, that, the other. But this point here, I will never forget. It was a whole build up to it. But he said, you know, when I saw that to touch the Quran Sharif, to touch this book, I had to wash myself first. I had to wash myself first. This already told me in my heart that this year is there something in here. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. There's something in this Quran, there's something in this book. See, when guidance comes, when guidance comes, when guidance comes, when guidance comes, Allah make us, you see, ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path, you see. Guide us to the straight path in every single affair, in every single aspect, in every single way, guide us to the straight path. When this enters the inner recesses of your heart, Iman is there now. Who can stop you? Who can stop you, O Ummah? Nothing can stop you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided a matter for you. Who is going to change it? Who is going to turn it away from you? No one, nothing. He settles in. He said, as soon as I heard this, you have to wash yourself. That amount of respect just to touch the Quran Sharif, I already knew this is the religion for me. And he embraced Islam then. So this, what I'm saying to you is, we have to constantly seek, search, find out what is the etiquettes. Because if you lose your etiquettes in reading Quran Sharif, which here we speak of this particular topic, then there's no taqwa. Once there's no taqwa, it's the opposite. And chapter 22, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever sanctifies the symbols of Allah, then this emanates due to the taqwa of the hearts. Due to the taqwa of the hearts. Respected listeners, we don't need to be carried away by titles. We do not need to be carried away by being influenced by people who don't even know Alif Ba Ta. Guarantee most of them come. Let's test you, your Alif Ba Ta, and let's see if you know it. Most will not, and they want to become commentators of the Quran Sharif. When are we going to start protecting the Quran Sharif, O Ummah? Protecting the Quran Sharif is not only those heroes when the Quran is being burnt. Yes, they are also heroes. But together with that preservation of the understanding of the interpretation of the and the translation of the Quran Sharif, this they are not even interpolating, they're not even adulterating just the words or the interpretation of the Quran Sharif. They are adulterating, going full force on to change the words of the Quran Sharif to make it mean what they desire. This is what it means. Allah guide us. Allah put us onto the straight path. Allah protect us. What can we say? Ya Allah, you protect us from those who commit vice, the mischief makers. This is what we need. Protection, divine protection. احفظ الله يحفظك. Never fear. You protect Allah's commands, Allah protects you. When you leave the house, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You recite this dua, simple, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, oh Allah, we put our trust in you. In the name of Allah, do we put our trust in? Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you recite this dua, hudita wa kufita wa wuqita wa tanaha anhu shaitan. You will be guided, you will be protected, you will be sufficed for. And shaitan distances himself from you. Shaitan distances himself from you. Going back, when you're reciting the Quran Sharif, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I was telling you this, yeah. I said in the beginning, and we'll end off with this. The Quran Sharif is so beautiful. Just the other day I was reading Al-Itqan. This is by Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah Alayh. Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran. He's got a whole chapter of how the scholars, they take out. We're not speaking of us. We're not speaking about these professionals. We're speaking about the true experts of the Quran Sharif, those that great error. How Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, all of these giants. So, in that chapter I'm speaking about, he said how scholars extract masail from the Quran Sharif. And he says, scholars have also extracted the age. Someone asked one scholar, how old was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he passed away? But from the Quran Sharif, prove it to me. So they said, okay, let's see. Let's go to verse number 11, Suratul Munafiqun. Verse number 11, Suratul Munafiqun is chapter number 63. I'm sure it's resonating already. Surah 63. There is Suratul Munafiqun. Last verse of Suratul chapter, Surah 23. They say, look at this verse here. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah will never respite anyone. Once His appointed time will come. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. And Allah will never respite anyone. Once His appointed time has come. Your time has come. So they say, see, chapter 63, last verse. Last verse. And this is saying, and Allah will never respite anyone. Once His appointed time will come. They say from this you can prove Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 63. And because this is chapter 63. And if you go to the next surah that comes after that, it's Surah At-Taghabun. Taghabun means profit or loss, profit or loss, profit or loss. And they said that by the temporary, how we have to just choose our words so considerably. That's what we're saying to you. It's not just about saying what's in your heart or saying what's on your mind. It's saying what's right. It's saying with respect. It's thinking 2, 3, 4, 500 times. Even if you're on air, even if you're on giving, it doesn't matter. My reputation is fine. That shouldn't be bothered, or that shouldn't be the aspect that should be given importance. The aspect is I mustn't lose myself in terms of my speech. We gave you that example of that comedian. People used to love his company until one day he transgressed the limits. And then what he said, just to make people laugh. That day we were sitting in that gathering. We were sitting there. And he said, you know what? You people all want to go to Jannah. He was just making a joke. Muslim, making a joke. You know, like, he was just making a joke. Making people laugh. He said, you people want to go to Jannah. In this world, you want to be with Jennifer Lopez and all of the rest. I want to go to Jahannam because I want to be with them. After that day, nobody found his jokes funny anymore. He was disgraced, humiliated. Allah grant him the ability to repent and come back onto the path. Because once you lose it, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone. So, be very wary of your words and your choice of words. Especially when it comes to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here we are saying, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his pure Mubarak body left this temporary world, it is preserved, it's in Madina Munawwara, in his qabr, he is alive sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his heart, his, what can we say? There's a hadith with regards to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Hadith is just, it's not lengthy, but it's going to turn into other topics. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Aisha, inna aynaya tanamani wala yanamu qalbi. Inna aynaya tanamani wala yanamu qalbi. My eyes sleep, but my heart remains awake. My eyes sleep, but my heart remains awake. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this temporary world, alive in Medina Munawwara, he's not omnipresent, can't be sitting here on a chair with us now. Alive in Medina Munawwara, in the qabr, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this temporary world, it was a loss for mankind. But, so that is where At-Taghabun comes in. You see, profit loss. That is where At-Taghabun comes in. It was a loss. By Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a loss. It's a loss. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave us empty-handed. Positivity kicks in now. He left us with a pathway. He left us, you stick onto this pathway which they are trying to rip you off, strip you off. You stick firm. Allah will help you, assist you.